sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, good morning. 7:12, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Got a high of 28 today. Some snow possible early, then partly sunny tonight. Low of 23. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Day 28 of No Nut November.
Yeah, it's going strong,
so
man. So strong.
You know, I've been bringing this up every day, and there's maybe there is someone out there. You know, if there's a guy out there or a gal that is still going strong on No Nut November.
Girls don't count.
Yeah, they count.
They don't get temptations.
It still counts.
Does it?
It's a very outdated sexist point of view, Hunter.
Well,
women love sex too. None of the ones that I've met. All the ones that I've met seem like it's a chore.
Right.
But I've heard about it.
All right, I guess.
Well,
this is going to be great and exciting. Right.
I guess. Would you hurry up? My shows are on. Anyway, I can't believe it's 28 days.
Yeah. 28 days.
Dude, I lost twice yesterday, okay? It's not even fair.
The internet was hot
yesterday. Yeah, it was hot. Good videos.
Yeah.
Well, I was down in Missouri for, you know, pretty much a week, and so I didn't get caught up on all my latest hot trending videos.
Yeah, yeah. Your recommended section was on fire.
Where were you? We missed you. Anyway, it's that time of year when people are doing shopping, and some people like to do a little booze shopping.
The amount spent by drunk shoppers has doubled over the past year to a whopping $30 billion. So who is most susceptible? Millennials, says consumer advocate Jennifer McDermott at Finder.com, which conducted the survey. Gen Xers, she says, though,
will spend average of $738, while millennials will spend a more modest $206.
Their biggest impulse buy, she says, is food.
Following that is shoes or clothes. It could be a garish T-shirt or dress. We might not have had the guts to buy while sober.
A separate study showed gin drinkers are most likely to drunk shop. McDermott's advice is to use an app like Icebox that will lock down purchases for 15 days. Sandra McNeil for the Michigan News Network.
Two things with that. One, why gin drinkers?
You gin drinkers, you bastards.
If you are a gin drinker, I think you're a little bit higher society.
Yes.
Got more money? Yes. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to drink and buy stuff.
I love to drink pine needles.
Also, we got to get you that app. That Icebox app?
Yeah, what's
holds
that?
Holds purchases for 15 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. She get that for you. So the next time you decide to buy a bullwhip or a yo-yo or whatever else.
I can wait 15 days?
Wait 15 days and you can cancel it at that point.
Mm.
We should get you that.
I got a problem, don't I?
You do. Have you ever bought anything drunk?
No, of course.
Yeah? Get anything you recall or did you show up?
You're talking about like Amazon Prime drunk?
Yeah, or anything. You ever been I feel like shopping?
Yeah, after the bar, Amazon Prime, laying in bed. Yeah, for sure.
It's dangerous.
Going out and buying stuff? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I got a little day drunk.
And we went shopping.
And went shopping. I think I've done that before.
Yeah.
I think I've done that before.
Just freaked like booze in Walmart.
I got a bag of wine walking through the aisles of Walmart. Dangerous. Lastly, we're heading into the peak of cold and flu season. A new survey found that the average American gets sick about 4 times a year.
Wow.
Count
me in for 2.
Yeah, count me in for 2. I get like 1 big sick a year, but, I mean, I took my first sick day this year, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did.
And then almost 3 years I've been here, I took my first one this year.
Yeah.
I don't get sick that often. I'm pretty hardy. Got a pretty hearty immune system, but if I am sick, I'd usually tough it out.
Yeah.
You almost have to.
That's the thing with radio. You got to be really sick.
Yeah, really sick. So, you think I'm going to take that many days off and let you be in charge? Cripes. what would you be willing to give up to never be sick again?
Willing to give up to never be sick again. That's a huge thing for me.
Would you give up social media to never be sick again? Never get a cold in your life again?
Probably.
I would. 29% of the people polled said they would. I would. Absolutely. Yeah. Dude, think about how miserable you are when you get a cold. Even just being a little stuffed up. Ugh. Would you give up caffeine?
Yeah, yeah.
29% said yes on that as well. Would you give up sex?
No.
No. That's dumb. I don't even know why that's ever on a poll.
No.
Who would give up sex for anything?
Yeah.
Would you give up sex for $1 million? No.
It's kind of what it's what humans are made for, to reproduce.
Tell you what.
That away. What are you living for?
If I still get to bang it out, even if I got to live in a tent in the woods with no internet, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. Would you give up TV and movies?
Yeah.
18% said yes. Would you give up all your vacation time going forward? 17% said yes.
Well, yeah, I don't have any.
You don't have any, so you're fine. You're part-time. Your life's a vacation.
Right, right.
I would definitely give up social media. That for sure. TV and movies, that would be a tough one, but...
You're not on social media anyway.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying, is that's why.
Would you post something? Would you update your picture? For God's sakes.
I'll do it today. Do you want me to put a picture of you and I?
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice. I'd appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, what would you give up? I don't know. I would go pretty deep in giving up stuff, never be sick. Because being sick
would you give
sucks.
Up? How about this? This is a good one for you. Would you give up fishing?
To never have a cold? No, because I can fish when I have a cold. I'll go out. Mm-hmm. I'm a little stuffy, I can still go out.
Yeah.
No, I would never give up fishing. Come on, no.
You got to choose one, fishing or sex. I know where this is going to go.
Fishing, because I'll catch a fish, turn it into a fleshlight.
I knew it.
I'm going to get that largemouth bass. I'm still making that, by the way.
The morning dump.